on Surveillance Society News. Here's a story that popped up a little while ago and then sort of disappeared right off the radar, all puns intended, because the news is about Raytheon, the gigantic military-industrial complex contractor. And they build a lot of things for the war machine and also for the surveillance machine, because we do live in a surveillance society. And they cooked up this little product for the government, caught a lot of flack for it. Then they swore to God that they had never sold the product. But you know that the government has its mitts on this one. Let's listen to a promo that they put out for a product that mines social network data like a Google for spies. And civil rights groups are up in arms about it for obvious reasons. It's infringes on our privacy like mad. It tracks people's movements and predicts future behavior by mining data from social networking websites. And, well, let's listen to the promo and they can tell us in their own words what's up with this monstrosity.
Hi, my name's Brian Urch. I'm the principal investigator for the Rapid Information Overlay Technology, otherwise known as RIOT, and today we're going to show a cyber tracking demonstration where we've integrated four social networking websites, Facebook, Twitter, Gowalla, and Foursquare, and we're going to track one of our own employees. So here you see the RIOT object browser, and we're going to type the employee's name in, Nick Kniez, and that's going to return back a list of objects which meet that search criteria. And we're particularly interested in this second object. We see Facebook ID, Twitter username, Gowalla username, and we're going to expand the list of methods supported by this object. The second method, get locations, we're going to click on that, and that's going to return back in a KML file a list of all the places where Nick has checked in using his smartphone. So we're now going to click on that link, and that's going to open the KML file. And you can see that Nick has spent a lot of his time checking in up in the Mid-Atlantic and then also down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and then a few places in between. So we're going to turn this off and jump back into RIOT. And we're going to go and get photos. One of the things we've noticed is that when people take pictures and post them on the internet using their smartphones, that the phone will actually embed the latitude and longitude into the EXIF header data of that image. So we're going to take advantage of that by bringing down all the pictures where Nick has checked in and then placing those on Google Earth. So let's click on that link. Again, it'll bring down a KML file and we'll post them up on Google Earth. And we'll zoom in here to Washington Nationals Park. And that'll bring back a picture of Nick. And so now we know where Nick has gone and we know now what Nick looks like. So now we know where Nick's going, we know what he looks like. Now we want to try to predict where he may be in the future. So we're going to go ahead and call this this get top places method. It's a very basic analytic, but it's going to return back a pie chart that'll show us the top 10 places that Nick checks in. And you see here the gym is the top place, followed closely by Dallas-Fort Worth. So we're going to analyze the place. So we're going to type in place equals gym, and then username Nick Kniez. And this is going to go out to Gowalla and Foursquare and bring back all the check-ins and do some analysis on them. So we're going to go ahead and click on View Graphs. And this brings back check-ins by month. You can see here that he's checked in the most in June at the gym. I guess he's getting ready for the beach season, working on a six-pack. You can also see that the check-ins by day, Monday is the highest day, followed closely by Wednesday. And then here's the most interesting. If you look in check-ins by hour, 6 a.m. appears to be, obviously, the most frequently visited time at the gym. So if you ever did want to try to get a hold of Nick or maybe get a hold of his laptop, you might want to visit the gym at 6 a.m. on Monday. Now, one last thing we want to show is the graphical RIOT object browser. We can type Nick in here. And this will bring back Nick's object, and we can click on that, and that will go out and bring back all the associations for that object. And so This is also another way, if you're trying to track somebody in cyberspace, you can see Nick is shouting out in Twitter to different users. You can also see some phone numbers that are linked in with this. So the graphical object browser is a good way to kind of visualize the relationships between all your objects.
Well, that's just really creepy, isn't it? And, you know, this is all thanks to the Total Information Awareness Program. Admiral Poindexter came up with it back in the Reagan years. And a reporter asked him, well, Admiral Poindexter, just what is it? What is the information that you want to collect? And he looked at the reporter blankly and said, well, all of it, of course. It's big data. Big government wants big data. That's where they collect everything. And then they go back and mine it with applications like Riot. And, you know, what they're not telling you is that they don't have to go to Foursquare. They don't have to go to Facebook to get this information because they've already got it from them. What happened as a result of the Telecommunications Act that was passed a ways back that you might have heard about that indemnifies telecommunications companies from lawsuits over turning over customer data to the government? Well, that was phase one in how to get around the law and how to get around the need for court orders or subpoenas in order to get information about you and everyone. And what they do is they simply buy it on the so-called open market. What they do is they go to these telecommunications companies like Facebook or your ISP or your cable company. First thing that they do is install a military officer there. Well, it's called an NSA officer. And they hang out there and protect the nation's telecommunications infrastructure for us by ensuring that the government has direct access to all their customer information. And then they just buy it from them, because if they buy it from the company and the company provides it willingly for cash, it's a commercial transaction and no court order is necessary and no subpoena. Now, that's a really important thing that you're not hearing anywhere else. So I hope you're hearing it from me, because that's the scoop, you know, and this segment will repeat. So you got to get that down. It's not a matter of court orders or laws or anything else. The government has short-circuited all of that stuff by just making it a commercial transaction. They just buy the information from companies. Why are you paying your cable bill when the government is paying the cable company more for your personal information, what channels you watch, what websites you search, what radio stations you're listening to? And you know, they're buying that information from the cable company. They're paying more for it than you're paying a month for the cable service. So it's no wonder that all these companies are quietly going along with it, because it's big, big bucks. But back to the big data concept. The big data theory works like this. By grabbing hundreds of thousands of data points on millions of people, everything in fact, a systematic picture can be built about how everyday people act. And then by analyzing these by machine for outliers or suspicious activity, you know, being outside the bell curve, right? Independent thinkers, for example. Well, they say that they can catch the bad guys, and it's okay because only at this stage is another human being looking through your personal info. Well, maybe that's not okay. Maybe they're going to start increasingly, as they have, and I won't go into that, but you know, if you listen to the news, you know that increasingly people are being arrested and even tried and convicted of crimes that they only thought about. They didn't commit them. They just thought about them. So the thought police are the police. Well, back to big data. This is by and large any algorithm will generate hundreds, if not thousands, of false positives. And this is a problem. Innocent people who hit a red flag. And given how rare terrorism is, the vast majority of people bothered by these systems will be ordinary people facing previously unbelievable intrusion. And think about it. Isn't that what happens with all of this stuff? You go to the airport, you get your butt probed by somebody with a latex glove on, it's hopefully clean. And for what? On the off chance that they might find a terrorist in a place that no terrorist has ever been found anyway? It's really creepy, and as you can tell, bothers me, and hopefully it bothers you. Hope you'll contact us, send us an email, radio@infoweb.net, and tell us what you think about this subject and whether you even want to hear about it. So we could be listening to music, and in fact, we're going to do that right now on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. Oh, hey, that's a drone hovering outside the window. Okay, I got to go do something about that. Rex Letchford, see you later.